Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After a much-heralded plan to build a casino in the town of Middleborough failed to materialize, the Mashpee Wampanoag Indian Tribe is now out with a plan to build a resort-style gambling complex in Fall River. Tribal leaders met with city officials there last night to ratify the deal. WBUR's Steve Brown has details.
Mashpee Wampanoag Chairman Cedric Cromwell says after becoming leader last year, he reviewed all contracts and determined the Middleborough deal was not good because, among other things, it would have made the tribe responsible for funding much of the infrastructure. The deal was negotiated by his predecessor, Glenn Marshall, who's now serving a prison sentence for embezzlement. Cromwell thinks there's a better chance now of locating a resort-style casino in Fall River.
It's 300 acres. It's next to Route 24. There's already expansion going on for access and entry to that park. And so it makes it a shovel-ready experience. And so when we looked at that, we said, hey, best economic impact. The location's great.
The tribe plans to build a complex on city-owned land in the north of Fall River, which has been slated to be the site of a future biotechnology park. The Mashpee Wampanoag complex would include a casino, three hotels, a shopping mall, and an indoor water park. Fall River Mayor William Flanagan sees the project as an economic engine that could quickly address the city's 18% unemployment rate.
By partnering with the Mashpee Wampanoags, we have an opportunity to create anywhere between 3,000 to 5,000 permanent jobs immediately and also anywhere between 1,000 to 2,000 construction jobs immediately. So this is a jobs bill for the city of Fall River.
The proposal must first clear several hurdles on the local level, and the legislature must also vote to legalize casino gambling. There is opposition to the plan. Some members of the city's legislative delegation worry, citing the project could mean that the proposed biotech park would never come to fruition. Other residents, including Rebecca O'Neill, are concerned about the social ramifications of a casino in her city.
It's a bad deal. It's exploitation of the poor. It is a tax on the people that can't afford it.
Despite such opposition, the mayor and the tribe hope to reach a deal that results in a purchase and sale agreement. Cromwell then hopes to break ground on a new casino complex in the fall. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.